Last time, where we ended. Get the music set up here. Last time where we ended, Maris just seemed to come back to herself before passing out. Min caught Maris as she passed out, but it was only probably 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and Maris would start to come around again. And as she would start to stir, she tensed, and she'd look up and say, where's Barkus?
And would say, hold, it is all right. He is safe. You are safe. Though things will be a little weird for a little while.
And she's looking around and realizes she doesn't know where you guys are at. And says,
what happened? I was down by the docks with Barkus. And where are we?
Well, I guess you could say you're with me. At very least, in my mind. It's all right. I think I've been in one of my mindscapes before.
Okay. A mindscape. And this is just a place that you made then?
She's looking around this room in the tower.
Not exactly. Let me get you out of this place. I know that you didn't want to come here before, but after you passed out, you were rather insistent coming. We are currently in the tower, the one that was walking before.
And she looks for a moment horrified, but then she looks a little bit confused and says,
but I don't understand. When I saw the tower before, it was overwhelming. But now, I don't feel it. Is this really the same place?
Only a bit of a recreation. I'm not able to make it as menacing as the original. I think I might know why. If you do not mind, I think it might be a good idea for me to contact some of my friends. We need to have a bit of a talk. All of us.
All right. Can we go outside?
Of course. And Min will lead her out of the tower, back into the city, close to the cobblestones.
And she will follow. And yeah, she'll follow and looks back up at the tower with shudders a little bit out of discomfort for being in front of it. It seems so ominous, so strange. But she'll follow you until you finally come to a place where she can just lean against a wall or something like that while she waits for you to do what you're going to do.
Yeah, Min is actually going to take them into the Parallel home and take them to the living room next to the fire to keep her warm. As Min says, give me a moment. Things might get a little weird. And Min will sit in a chair. And as she sits in the chair, the other Min over by the Guild of Arms is going to blink a bit as she stops controlling her mental construct. Says, I'm going to need to contact my friends. And she's going to think about how to do that. She pulls out her scroll of scrying and fiddles with her robes a bit. And out of curiosity, would Min know if she used scrying on Ruka, a person of which she has both an image and a piece of hair, to contact? Would she be able to scry the actual Ruka outside, since scrying does cross planar boundaries?
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, that would work. In the case of scrying, my impression is that scrying attaches to the soul of the individual. So you would find the real Ruka in that sense.
Excellent. In that case, Min will pull out her scroll of scrying, close her eyes, and you watch it as her robes begin to flicker with arcane runes for a quick second before she scries on Ruka. And the DC is extremely high, since she knows Ruka really well, has a piece of her hair, and also has an image of her.
Probably significantly higher than what I rolled. That's gonna be... well... 23, actually.
Yeah, it would be in the 30s.
30s, I'm pretty sure, yes.
Yeah, in that case, Min is going to just spam message until it works on Ruka. And she'll say, Ruka, can you hear me?
Min?
Yes.
I thought you were in your mindscape.
I am. My astral construct, or mental construct, is speaking through the astral plane. It gets complicated and weird, but we all need to talk sooner rather than later. Things have calmed down in here, but we need to discuss things quickly.
It always gets more complicated with you, doesn't it?
Sorry.
So at this point, where is the party? How are we considering the timeline for this?
Would we have managed to make it out of the city and down the roads a little ways?
Yeah. You guys have been traveling for the better part of an hour at this point.
And Ditto was taking Min's current physical body somewhere, the party's not, and where are we at with all that?
I think you guys, in essence, all went to the same place. Because you have a giant walking tower following your carts, and you have Min's dragon body that's now laying on the ground.
Well, about that, if Ultra Self had 6 hours left and there was only 1 hour in the mindscape.
It actually, it doesn't have 6 hours. It has a matter of closer to 6 minutes, unfortunately. That's why Min told him to hurry.
Ew. Wow, yes. You said there was hours left.
Hours for the mind swap.
Ew. Oh, right. This makes sense now.
Yeah, magical arcane semantics. I guess it would be psychic in this case. But Min would say, if you could get close to the others, I can open up a mindscape door for everyone to get inside. It would simply be easier. The door will open close to the Guild of Arms.
It... what?
Right. Recreated the places that I've been in the mindscape, just to get a bit of distance, just in case things went poorly.
Oh, you paralleled the real world.
Essentially, yes, I didn't have time to think of anything more original.
Right. Okay, give me 2 or 3 minutes to gather everyone together.
You have it?
And Ruka will step up to the others. We should find a spot to stop soon. Min needs to talk to all of us.
If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Ditto was still finding a place for the body, correct?
I think we managed to make it outside and we just set it down away from people. And then we started moving the cart and then we ended up close to the same spot.
Okay. Well, as I recall it, last week, Ruka tried to talk Ditto into joining up with them once they were out of town, but Ditto was adamant that Min told him to go somewhere with no one.
I think Ali Halim at that point would have been like, the party is fine as long as it's out of the city. People who won't see something unusual and immediately try to destroy it. We worked hard on it.
Okay, so yeah, initially I was going under the impression that like something was going to explode or something like that.
Almost, but not
He's
quite.
He's an good. Alchemist, so medicine.
Exactly. Explosion is kind of the default.
But the other possible wrench there is, were we able to retrieve the skiff, or is the skiff still sitting over on the Verdant Sea with Ali Halim on it?
Ali Halim would have come, I guess I should ask, would it have been possible for Ali Halim to follow on the skiff?
I don't think it, was it ready to start floating around?
It wasn't.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
We probably would just leave it in town and then go back for it afterwards. That's probably going to be one of the first things Minz does.
Well, it would float a few feet above the ground currently, I thought.
Yeah, Min will go back for the skiff when things are in a better place.
So yeah, as they're traveling, Ruka will step up and say, we need to find a spot to stop. Min wants to talk to us in the mindscape.
Celia will be on the lookout for a good place that's secluded, but not too hard to access.
I'm guessing, based on what Ali Halim would have told Dr. Ditto, he would have just joined the party with Min's body.
Okay. And as you look for a place, Philia, go ahead and give me a survival check.
Possibly, Mako may want to describe to the rest of the party what Min's body looks like for those that may not know.
Min's body, after a few minutes had passed, would have shifted and begin to almost boil over until it took on a much more metallic sheen. A almost brass looking before the transformation finishes and you notice it is a much more golden sheen. And it becomes significantly larger than it was before. And you see, as Min's body drops to the ground, a golden serpentine dragon.
Dr. Ditto will just kind of look down at the dragon and just say, huh. Okay.
And this is what it looks like.
Very nice.
Right. Is everyone ready, Ruka?
Let's get that survival check from Philia.
Hold on, I need to get a dice.
Okay.
And
yeah. I don't know what kind of terrain we're in, but it might be more. Yeah, just a second, let me pull up the map. All right, you guys are following the road. It's rather mountainous here, so there's not a lot of woods, but you are kind of following the road a little bit southwest back down towards Drake Hall, back into the Pelagus Mountains that way, and there are woods once you get that far. But right now it's still very mountainous. You've got a lot of overlooks that look out over the Verdant Sea. You have opportunity to go north into the Craig Aaron Hills if you wanted to do that, up into Giant Country. But if you stay on this road, it takes you probably most of that hour before you're able to find a place that looks like it's a suitable place to hide out. A bit of a grotto that is hidden from the road and doesn't seem like anybody else is using it, where you'd be able to hold up and have some measure of safety.
I can slightly hide in a giant walking chicken house.
Well, if the house sits down, it's still a 50-foot tall tower. So, well, what is it? What did I say? It's like 15 feet for the legs, and it was 75, so 60-foot tall tower.
At least it's not in the way of anything.
And a 60-foot tower sitting down is a lot less attention-grabbing than a 75-foot tall walking tower.
Ever so slightly.
So yes, you do find a place where all of you can pull off to the side, you can hide everything to the best of your ability, and you can go into the Mindscape.
Dr. Ditto would volunteer to stay in the physical realm and keep watch over things, and also take this opportunity to study his newly acquired formula book for as many hours as possible while this was happening.
Are you sure?
We do need someone to keep watch.
I'm perfectly okay with it. I have a book. I'm perfectly fine.
He's reading a book. I don't think he's really going to be keeping watch. I think Barkus should keep watch.
That's maybe true. I presume Ali Halim, you'll be staying out here as well?
Indeed. From what I understand, we had trapped something in there that was incredibly dangerous. I am not a big dealer with danger. I craft things. I make sure the cart stays nice, and I can run inside if I notice that there is something dangerous out here to get you to deal with that instead. But that is not my thing.
I tend to agree with Ali Halim, personally. I've died twice. I don't want to do it again.
Anne looks really startled when you say this.
It is not a good experience. That is true.
Anne looks like she wants to ask you something, but drops it because the matter at hand is more important.
We do need someone to keep watch over the bodies that will be left out here, just in case.
I'll be sure to check vitals periodically.
Well, let's just at least get inside the wagon so we're not laid in the middle of the road. Ricker will step up into the wagon and sit down on one of the sides before signaling to Min. that to go ahead and open the gate.
And as soon as Min actually does receive the signal, you watch as a, for those of you who can, well, Min would choose for all of you to see it, a swirling nexus of glowing lights that almost looks like a tornado, but a small whirlwind instead. And if you step into it and through it, you'll find yourself near the Guild of Arms, with Min sitting at a table, a mug in her hand, says, "All right, you've arrived. Need to talk."
Quite the flair. Don't suppose that's real.
Disorienting, just appearing. Like, this is not what I expected.
Ah, no, not real. You could drink it, you could get drunk, but the moment you leave, all effects are gone.
Ruka looks around. So, where's Maris, or whatever is in her?
Min will say, well, we have so much to discuss, and Min begins counting the number of people there. I'm assuming it's less than, like, 11.
Yes, especially if you guys did not bring Ali Halim. Did Hyken come in, or are they already joined?
Hyken hasn't been seen separate since this ordeal started.
Gotcha. Then you're but definitely that's actually good.
That's actually a good question. Mindscape, what would that do to a two combined souls?
They're fine, because you would have to be able to combine if you were going to fight in the Mindscape. So, you're fine.
Okay.
All right. Min will say, Maris is over at Villia's house, a couple hundred miles away. Thinking it might be a good idea for her to stay there for a little while. I have some more information. If everyone would like to sit down. From what I can tell, and this is, I guess I should start calling it Min Prime, who is away from Maris at the moment, but then there is the mind construct Min, who is still sitting with Maris, consoling her, keeping her warm by the fire. She'll say, So, it appears that Maris was being possessed by an entity, an entity named Kalech. Does anyone else know of that name?
Would that be a name knowable through history or religion or something?
Hold on just a second. Did Min say the name?
Yes, she did. It's pronounced Kalech, correct?
Correct. Go ahead and make a religion check, you can make a planes check, or you can make a arcana check. Philia, you can also make a history check. Yeah, you can make a history check as well.
Ricky goes with planes this time for a 26.
Okay, so Philia, you think the name sounds familiar to something that you saw up in the Craig Aaron Hills. When you were up in the giant capital, there was a brief mention. It sounds almost like one of their words. So that seems like it might be a connection. As far as the planes check, what did Ruka get?
26.
Okay. Yes, you do recognize this name. This is a legendary creature. You don't know a whole lot about it, but having grown up in the mountain villages, there's a lot of superstition. And you're a lot closer to the Craig Aaron Hills than a lot of people realize. In those mountain villages, you're really very close to the Craig Aaron Hills. Even though you are technically closer to Ravenspear, in a lot of ways, culturally, there's a lot more connection with the races in the Craig Aaron Hills than with the dwarves, since so much of their culture is actually underground. That being said, you do recognize the name Kelek, and Kelek was one of three sisters from mythology, and the three of them were very powerful and were presumably the mothers of all hags or something along that line, that essentially they set up to rule over the world and were driven out and came back to bring wrath and destruction and revenge against those who had wronged them, and then just kind of vanished into the plains, coming back here and there and affecting their will in different ways.
It is a name I've heard before of myth before the calamity.
And then perks up at that. Really? What do you know?
There's been very little in the books I've read, but one of a coven of very powerful hags said to be the mother of all.
Interesting. Very interesting. And apparently immortal, since your stories come from before the calamity.
Well, wouldn't be the first we've met from before the calamity.
True, and Min is going to look around the room. Question for Ruka. Does Ruka and Hyken share memories?
It's a telepathic bond, so I'd say no.
Okay. Interesting. Min would say, this is true, though the other, and she looks at Ruka and just squints a bit and cocks her head and says, that I'm not sure if I can talk about it at the moment.
So quick point of comment on that. I think they do share memories because Previously when Ruka had combined with Cabal saw flashes of Ruka's fight with her father from Ruka's point of view.
I was playing up telepathy a little bit on that one, being able to send basic imagery.
Okay, so what I would say is that it is possible, but you can't view the other person's memories well, and you certainly can't do it without their approval. But it is possible to share that information back and forth.
Oh yeah, certainly. I think the question was whether Hyken by default knew everything Ruka did.
I'm specifically wondering if he knows about the dead heart, all of those things. Exactly.
I don't know if she'd have talked about it. She wouldn't have specifically tried to hide it, but I don't think she would have had a reason to talk about it, so to hike in. So all I'd right. say no at this point.
All right. Min would say the other individuals was due to their nature could be much more long-lived. This one, it seems like this is something that they earned.
Something of a what?
Something that they earned. They earned their way to immortality instead of just being born that way.
There wasn't anything spoken of in the legends I've read about that. I don't know.
All right. Regardless, she has decided to set up residence in Maris's body. You can see that things... Yes?
She... What?
Yes. You could tell that when Maris came back and she was in her altered state, she seemed different, spoke differently. Her mannerisms were all completely different. I think that is Kalek. At least that is what she called herself when she was in that form.
Kalek is possessing Maris?
It sounds like it. And let's be honest, this wouldn't be the first time a being from ancient Yor has possessed a different body to further their gains.
Ruga puts a hand up and pinches the bridge of her nose. We just can't escape that, can we?
Apparently not. But all that to say, it seems that Kalek has some interest in Maris. I asked if her goals were world domination, and she said nothing as small or mundane as that. She mentioned there are many worlds. Honestly, she could have been lying through her teeth, but I'm not sure if she was.
Whatever that was seemed fairly powerful, but at least wasn't showing supernatural abilities at that level.
She seems to be weakened by the shell that she's held in, and I'll be honest, from my own experience, this seems to be the case. I think we should be thankful that she has not managed to regain her full strength. Otherwise, I don't think that we would have been able to stop her from getting inside her house. Which gets me to the next point. She was able to call this house a house of ancient manufacturing. I think this is really her. At first, I was wondering if it could be some sort of trick or illusion, but I don't think so. The house seemed to recognize her, follow her, be drawn to her.
Is it really that old?
As far as I can tell, I didn't check its age.
Well, I mean, would the house have to be that old? Couldn't she have gotten it later? Well, I should have born with it.
I don't think people are bored with houses. The one thing I can't guarantee, if Kalek has legends from before the calamity, I can guarantee that it's not some sort of illusion or transmutation. I can promise you, Maris is no older than 3 decades.
So So where does that leave us?
I think, and that is what I wanted to discuss with you. These are what I have been able to discover, and this is the way that I see it. Maris has been possessed by an ancient evil. She does not have much control over this ancient evil, if any at all. She seems to black out whenever this happens. And I, once again, with possession, that is pretty close to what we've already seen and already experienced. From what I can tell, harming Maris in any way won't really harm the possessee. It will simply make her angry. Have her look for a different host, one that is away from us, where she can further her plans away from our prying eyes. I think our best bets would be to see what we can do to remove the possessee and then destroy it. Do I think we can destroy an ancient evil from before the calamity that has lasted millennia? Maybe. Probably not. But maybe. But, and Min will pause once again and will say, we might have some friends who, if we alerted, might be able to help us with this.
If you're speaking of the group I think you are, at what price would that help be?
Min is going to open her mouth, then close it, and just sigh as she's just going to connect everyone with a telepathic bond, specifically leaving Hyken out. Is that possible?
Only if they divide.
That's what I would assume too, yes.
Cool. Min's going to sigh and say, all right, I don't think that their price would be that steep, if anything at all. I think we could just alert them and say, hey, just so you know, ancient evil has awakened in the world once again. We might be able to handle it, but just so that you're aware, if you want to keep an eye on it, that might be a good idea. Or if you want to see if you can contain it before it gets any worse, we will help you with that. But it might be a good idea to possibly send a friend, send someone who could assist to at least scope out the situation, and then return with either a proper reward or a suggestion of what to do next.
Do you really think they would let Maris walk free after they knew of this?
You kind of died to get rid of your demon, and you reincarnated, so is that what she needs too?
And shakes her head. The reason that that had to happen is because I had a physical bond with the creature, one that I consciously agreed to. I don't think this is something that Maris agreed to. I think she...
Something complicated like that?
It could be. But I don't think, once again, it didn't actually get rid of my problem. It just sent it to someone else. And I would say that the smoke giant that it took was worse.
You're saying that this thing is more powerful than that. And that was hard enough to defeat.
And nonsense.
haven't heard stories of the many from lore and legend, telling of how he swore to destroy the world, multiple worlds, apparently.
Do you know of any way to separate the possessed and the possessee?
Perhaps, but the problem is, if it is as difficult to effect as her house is, I don't think any one of us would be able to overcome the magical strength of what is effectively a demigod. But I will be able. I don't know.
You brought it here.
True. But I wasn't able to separate them. I'll be honest, I probably don't have the required magical strength. We could attempt to banish her, but I don't know what that would do. And I don't have access to that. I think maybe getting additional help from our friends might be at least a step. At least get information from them.
Maybe. I still think once they know of what's going on, they will take much more drastic steps.
And nonsense. That could be the case. At very least, we could probably tell them about the house. Let them know that it is following us. Perhaps they might be able to remove it. Take it away for more study. Get more information. Stop it from following us, at least for a little while.
Having a 60-foot walking house is rather conspicuous.
Indeed. That being said, Maris seems to have awakened back from her trance. She is confused. She doesn't seem to remember what happened. I don't think Kalak can't possess her all the time. But I think it's more unpredictable as to when it will happen.
If she can't possess her all the time, then where is she now?
I don't know. Perhaps it's some sort of difference in possession, where it, instead of needing to be recast, it simply subsides. Until she can gather the magical strength to reassert herself.
Like it's some sort of dormant state inside of her or something?
Perhaps.
Ruga shakes her head. This is so far out of what I've studied. Maybe another option is to focus on getting Alex back to be able to discuss. He may have researched things helpful to this.
I'm going to ask, what are we going to do about Alex?
Min Hansen says, I was hoping that our friends might be able to assist us with that as well. We might have to pay for it. And or we could go to the city and purchase a scroll. I do have something that I could use, but I do not know it myself. If I had the scroll, I could use it once a day through the use of my robes.
But you wouldn't be able to do that today.
Oh, and you probably know about this, but your body kind of did something weird and there's this little dragon thing out there.
Yes, I was going to talk about that later.
I'm just assuming.
Yes. It's all right. Not important.
At the mention of that body, Ruka looks away pointedly without saying anything.
Oh, so she knew something about it. Okay.
She did.
Maybe somebody knew something about it.
I mean, Ali Halim knew about it too.
Just because I knew about it didn't mean I liked it.
But today, I cannot fix this. I don't know anyone immediately who can, other than potentially our friends. Like I said, we might be able to convince them to use it, pay them for the service. But once again, it wouldn't be today. I highly doubt that any of them would actually have it memorized today or have it prepared today. And I'll be honest, having it as a scroll would be very useful in case something like this happens again, especially if we need to get more information from inside the house and there are more things like this in there.
Maybe there's an antidote in there too.
Do you think Solas might be able to do something about this?
Maybe. It would be something that would be possible for her as well, as far as I understand. But once again, we would need to get her here tonight and hope that it is something that she has actually learned.
I'm a little surprised she didn't contact us last night, but...
That brings me to the next thought. If I leave this area, go back to my body, it will release Maris. Did we want to have the conversation with whoever we wish to have it while she is still in here?
You have no idea when she might do this again?
Perhaps. And this time she would know to come after me to prevent me from capturing her again. And I can guarantee she could kill me immediately.
So do we want to go talk to her now, or do we want to take a different course of action first?
I can't contact her At the moment, I used my only means of doing that to contact you. I also can't take you to her or her to you, as I would need to leave this area in order to do that.
You don't control spatial things in here?
Sure, but she's not in here.
Wait, which her are we talking about?
Ah, okay. I thought you were talking about Solas.
No, Maris.
Ah, yes. Did you wish to go see her? If you're worried about that, I could make sure that you get there instead. There would be a bit of time delay, but I could make sure that if she does go get angry again, she can't hurt you.
Do we want to talk to Maris, tell her what's going on before doing anything that would greatly affect her life?
I think that might be an idea. I will let you know, and I probably should have brought this up earlier. Collect doesn't intend to destroy any of us, harm any of us. She simply wishes to take Maris on a journey to fully awaken whatever powers that she has within her. I don't know what that means or what that entails. But when I mentioned seeing what Maris thought of it, Collect mentioned that she wasn't overly keen on that idea. I don't know if she'll know if we tell Maris anyway, but that is something to be aware of.
Do any of us trust the words of an immortal hag?
No. But if she says, "Don't tell this person or I will kill you," I'm not sure if I am 100% sure that I would disbelieve that.
Ruka looks thoroughly unsure what to do with this entire situation.
We can talk to Maris. We can let her know that she seems to be possessed occasionally by an entity. We don't know what it is. It could potentially be dangerous. And then ask her. We might have some friends who might be able to help her, or they will just lock her away. We might be able to help her, or if she's okay with it, we might be able to lock her away. She could continue on the journey and follow through with Collect's plan, there where we will be following down the path of least resistance, but we don't know where the end of that journey lies.
Evil.
Probably. Or Maris might be able to rise above the
calls of the village. She doesn't know anything about it. How's she gonna defeat it, if she even can?
I don't know. Perhaps the person wishes to call them to evil, and Maris simply says, "No, I'd rather not do that." I do think that we should let Maris know something. Maybe not everything, but something. I also think it might not be the greatest idea for us here in particular to get there. I can facilitate the conversation through proxy, though.
you don't think we should talk to her? Well, it wouldn't really be face to face, but at least the perception of it.
Sure, I think that perception would be a good idea. But at the same time, I think there should be a level of distance. And Charles says, I apologize, I am being vague. Let me show you exactly what I mean. And Min will stretch out her hand towards you, Ruka. And you watch as a secondary image of you comes over and sits in a chair and looks over at you.
Ruka jumps a bit. Okay, that's a little creepy.
And you see, she says in your voice, don't worry, it is a bit of an illusion. I can control this one as well. And if we need something to be able to gauge emotions, Mind waves her hand in the other direction, and you see an image of Maris appear, just walks in the door, and also sits down in a chair.
It's still not really what I mean. She looks back over at Mind. How would you feel if someone wanted to talk to you, but refused to actually look you in the face about it?
And takes a moment and nonsense. It's fair. If you wish to be there, I can make sure that you get there. I, on the other hand, because I'm controlling these directly, can work just as well with that one as I can with this one, but if she knocks me out or harms me enough, she can escape. Just gonna lay that out there.
Even now that Kaleth is not controlling Maris directly, you still intend to keep her in here?
At least until we make a decision of what we're going to do. If we decide that we're going to let her out and continue to adventure with her, I'll let her out. If we decide that we are going to take her to our friends, I'll probably keep her in here until she can get to our friends somewhere safe. I'm worried about if she reverts and simply says, no, I don't want to stay with you, I'm leaving. We can't really stop her.
I really don't like this situation. Do we not know anyone
situation
else?
Situation is terrible. I could...
Do we not know anyone other than the friend of our old companion?
That could potentially hold her. I can't think of anyone. I can think of lots of people who could and probably would be willing to help, but all of them, as I think about it, would die immediately if she chose that she didn't want them to exist anymore. The resources that would be needed in order to hold her in place, such things as if she goes evil again, a magic circle against evil, we know people who have that. And have used it for that exact purpose.
So, out of character real quick, who all is in the mindscape that was at Hightower?
I think it's everybody except Hyken.
with me and you guys, right?
Well,
so... yeah, Anne's not in Mindscape at the moment. She wasn't at Hightower either. She's chilling, smoking her pipe, watching over Statue Alex and the bodies.
Ditto is also out of the Mindscape, reading the formula book.
So, a pseudo not present bark is Philia, Ruka, and Min.
I think Barkus also. Did we decide that Barkus was also staying, keeping watch?
Correct. Barkus is staying out to keep watch so that Dr. Ditto can take the time to look through the book.
We knew that Min was safe in here, right? When she called us in?
Yeah, she would have said the situation had calmed down inside, but we still have something we need to talk about. Yeah, Min.
So, really, there's only three of us.
Yes. Four if you count Hyken.
Who isn't exactly speaking for himself at the moment.
Yeah, Min would speak much more freely if Hyken were not there, because she is given an oath, and she intends to keep it.
The Ruger will look over at Philia. So what do you think about trying to handle this ourselves or going for help?
Well, I can't. I mean, I don't have any better idea.
I just don't want to see someone immediately locked away with no hope of ever being free again.
I agree with that sentiment. At the same time, if there is anyone who could find a way to remove it, I think it would be them. Or at very least, we could let them know to get rid of the house. I have some thoughts on that, but it would take time and be expensive.
Well, maybe we could... at least contact Randy's friend, Ari. Is that who you're thinking of contacting?
I'm not.
He might be at least more willing to listen first and then take action rather than some of the other ones that would seem like they would want to not necessarily listen.
And not again. Unfortunately, I cannot contact him until tomorrow.
So do we want to try to talk to her today?
That is what I was thinking. At least let her know something is up. When she passes out, she is taken by another who uses her for her own will. She seems to be malevolent, as far as we can tell, but has offered some sort of deal that we do not know what the end is.
So, could you get me and... potentially Philia, if she wishes to go, over to where Maris is, and if you don't wish to semi-physically, whatever it would be in here, be there yourself, then send your image?
And chuckles and says, I mean, technically, this is also a mental mask. I don't really look like this inside here. And as she drops the mental mask, you see that she goes back from her nomad form back to her half-orc form before flickering back. She says, what I can do is I can send you with another one of my images to get to her. But I will stay back here.
Ricker will look over at Philia. Would you want to come along, or would you stay here, or go back to the cart?
Not the best at talking to people. I'm not sure I understand everything correctly, but I'll come if you want me to.
It would be nice to have others along.
He just slightly shrugs, but it's like, okay.
All right. The rules here are weird. I'm going to get you over there in just a moment. Please hold. And go ahead.
And can we take a scene break for a 5-minute real world break?
Yes, we can. So we'll take a brief intermission. And when we come back, then you guys can jump over and fill Maris in on all of this exciting news.
Thank you.
Anne's out there smoking her pipe. It's like, I just signed up to join a traveling troupe. I didn't want to deal with world-ending entities or giant arcane towers that chase after you.
Anne is thinking, well, I heard adventurers make big money. This must be why.
Ditto looks up from his book and acknowledges Anne and says, high risk, high reward, indeed.
I never knew there was such high risk, though. I mean, if this sort of thing is happening all the time, so that all the adventurers always have grand adventures, I mean, what state is our world really in?
Alethleem chuckles and says, well, honestly, most of us probably wouldn't want to know. For the rest of us, we get to craft and live and eat and drink.
Sounds like such a simple life.
I try to live
far that cry from the quiet country life, that's for sure.
But do you know what I dream of?
Sometimes when the world's not going to be destroyed?
True. But honestly, I kind of wish that I could go on an adventure or two without the risks that are involved.
Would it still be an adventure?
It would be.
Easy adventure, you know, like going to the woods or something, camping?
I would look at Dr. Genesis for you. If things go poorly for you, your adventure ends, but can be restarted if your friends have managed to gather him a strength. For me, if my adventure ends, it ends. And he looks down at himself. Injuries aren't as healed as easily for me.
I've noticed
Anne
that,
finds
actually.
That very interesting. Well, what do you mean by that?
I mean, every cut, scrape, scratch stays basically forever.
Huh. My second husband's like that.
I have many questions, but now might not be the time. I could get a patch, but healthcare is so expensive.
Yeah, you're telling me.
As a medical professional, I empathize.
I mean,
well,
most
doc,
of what
can't you just heal yourself?
That is one of the perks, yes. But kind of being stuck behind a paywall for some people. I mean, I do a lot of my work pro bono. I'm lucky enough to be sponsored by the Clock Tower, but I definitely see the issue.
I know, right? Most of the rest of you go and you have a cure of wounds and you are good to go again. For me, that's... If I miss a Perry, that scratch scars and stays. And this is what Ally Helen looks like. But
yeah, Ditto would actually be very interested. He's somebody's bringing up a problem of healing, and he is intrigued, actually. He's very intrigued. Very cool. Ditto would be, so why do you, and he actually has put the book down and brought out his notepad. Why do you, not heal? Is it some sort of medical condition?
You could say that. Medical, more limitation of magic. I'm not sure if anyone else had already told you. I am actually a simulacrum. One with more freedom and more free will than most, but still a simulacrum.
I don't mean to be offensive, but a creation of Min's?
Purchased by Min, but yes.
Gotcha.
Or more accurately, created for me.
I understand. So, what would it take, do you know, for you to be able to heal?
Well, one of the most common method is to perhaps go by, what is it, Saint Song? I think he might have the required alchemical laboratory. Actually, any alchemical laboratory of sufficient strength, as well as a goodly sum of alchemical materials, and I couldn't heal a little bit.
Is the GM here right now?
Yep.
Can Dr. Ditto do the knowledge alchemy check to find out which alchemical solution he would need?
Yeah, you can do that.
Cool. He's run into problems of not being able to heal his party members before, so he can do something. He would love to. That's a 33.
I would think that's enough. So you know that a simulacrum is a construct. And constructs, they don't have the same life force that living beings have. And so you can't use positive energy to cure them. They have other perks as well, but positive energy does not work for them. And that's what virtually all healing spells are, positive energy.
Right.
However, there are spells like Make Whole and things of that type that are designed for fixing your machines, and simulacrum are essentially an arcane machine.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you would need really to delve more into the engineering side of alchemy and what kinds of spells are used for the upkeep of machines to be able to find things that are going to help him.
Well, I guess you could amend it, though, right?
Quick question for the GM. Would you allow that to work? Unfortunately, for simulacrums, it does specifically mention process requiring at least 24 hours and 100 gold pieces per hit point. And a fully equipped magical laboratory can actually repair damage to a simulacrum.
Wow.
Yes, it is very expensive to repair simulacrums. Most of the time, it's cheaper to just destroy them and make another one.
So I would say that flavor-wise, it's essentially the same thing. It's in that same vein. I'd say rules-wise, we are going to stick with what the book says.
Yeah.
So Make Whole doesn't work on simulacrums?
No, so that spell would not work on simulacrums. However, there is a prescribed method for them that involves needing an alchemical lab. But if you had access to one, you would be able to do it. But it is an expensive and slow process.
Oh.
It would be in the same family tree as things like Make Whole.
Gotcha.
But it is slightly different because they're not a true machine. They're not a clockwork type construct. They are much more arcane in their nature. So it's more difficult to make it all stick.
Well, there is greater Make Whole, isn't there? Like, I guess, unless the simulacrum doesn't. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I wish that that would work. Unfortunately, I am more of a combination of a ice statue and the interweavings of the shadow illusion magic. You would need to repair the illusion base itself. I am more, you could possibly repair a statue or remove the scar, but my magic itself would begin to unweave.
You know, Ali Halim, I have friends in the clock tower that would be very intrigued by this. And he looks at his notes. This, however, I believe it's well beyond my area of expertise, unfortunately.
No problem at all. It is a problem that people have searched and answered for quite a while. But I am all right, and Ali Halim will stretch and says, I just do the crafting and be where I'm needed. But I'm all right.
That is something you and I do have in common.
Here's to hoping you don't get too many scrapes and bruises.
I'll drink to that. As soon as Min comes back with the wine.
Yeah, if we had my card, I might be able to help you there, but sorry.
Did they have her card?
Anne sent her card off when the big tower appeared. She didn't want it underfoot anywhere. The oxen will bring it back eventually.
I thought we had her cart, not mine.
I thought you guys had both of your carts, but you could have both of them if you want. You would have had time to do that.
Okay, then I would have done it. I just said originally I had set my horses with my parents, but if I had time to go back and get them, I would have.
Yeah, Anne would have preferred her cart stay far away from anything that might accidentally step on it and smash it. So her oxen are happily grazing somewhere, you know, wherever they pulled the cart to.
So, I don't know how this would... We'll just say that one of the Min Sims takes the others to Maris. Mind Sims, I guess. I'll have to figure out another name for it.
So can you just move things around the mindscape, or does it have to be teleported, or do we spend 2 weeks going over there?
And I will leave it up to the GM. In previous Mindscapes, Min has left doors that led to areas of the Mindscape that were kind of folded. Technically, in a weird way, Min could make a copy of herself and then use the copy of herself's spell slots. But for the time being, I'm just going to say that only works with teleportation and only within the Mindscape. Is that viable?
Yeah, that's fine. So you can use your spell slot through the Min copy to teleport them over.
Okay.
So you all gather with Min, or Min's copy, and the teleportation circle is completed, and you guys are suddenly in front of the Paralyte Tower. You can see where Maris is just kind of sitting down on the ground with her back up against
the wall. I thought that we were out of the city.
you're actually in Min's Mindscape, yeah.
So you just teleported back to Nurlok. And you are out in the street. You can see the tower sitting there right in front of the Paralay house. And you can see Maris, who is just kind of sitting on the ground, hugging her knees a little bit to her chest with her back against a part of the broken stone wall, just sitting. And it takes her a minute before she sees you and does a double take, because there's been nobody here except a copy of Min that didn't talk back to her. So she was feeling very alone, and she stands up quickly and brushes some of the dirt off before running over towards both of you. And yeah, she charges you and gives you a hug.
Oh. Are you all right?
Are you real? I mean, Min was, and then. All right, that's weird.
And she is looking at the other copy of Min that's now here.
And says, I guess. Don't worry about it. And she's going to turn and walk away and just fade away.
I don't know what's going on here.
I thought you were... Never mind. Rika holds up her arm and then pokes it. Well, it's mostly real. Did Min not tell you we're in her mindscape right now?
No, she did. She told me that, but it's just... so much to take in, and the whole situation, I don't even know what happened. I was down with Barkus, and is he all right? Is everyone okay?
Yes, we're all fine. Barkus is outside keeping watch right now.
Then,
and she takes a minute and she looks at both of you.
Why are we in here? Did something happen to us? Are we dead?
No.
Things are a little complicated at the moment. We have a few things that we wanted to talk with you about.
All right.
So, we are at least under the impression that we are under the impression that you are, when you black out, you are being possessed by another entity.
She looks horrified and seems to almost like step back, one of those like fall back steps just a little bit. Hand kind of comes up over her mouth as she is horrified by this.
It's no fault of your own. Honestly, it's something that we have dealt with a little bit before. But that entity is not as kind as you are.
I'm being possessed by something. And is that the weird voice, the troublesome sense, and is all of that related?
And more than likely.
Do you remember anything at all after you were with Marcus?
I remember being uncomfortable. I was afraid of the tower. I don't know why, but it seemed familiar, but I've never seen it before. Marcus asked me and I don't know. He asked me if I knew anything about hags, and I don't, but then I just remember feeling like the control was taken away. And then it's just a feeling. I don't know anything past that. But it reminds me of the times when I've used the mutagen, that feeling of losing control.
And nonsense, this sounds about right. It appears that, I don't know if the mutagen is a catalyst, or if the creature simply enjoys the feeling of power and chooses to surface during that times. But it is there. The reason that we are here is that the entity wishes for you to get stronger. But we don't know what that will do or what that means.
What do you mean, get stronger? Is it, it's like fattening me up? Is it planning to eat me, or is it going to consume me? What does it want? What is it?
Min looks to the others and says, "We are not 100% certain what it wants. It seems to be an echo or a memory of another, though we're also cannot be certain 100% of how much truth it takes us. All we do know is that it wants something, you to go through a journey of some sort." Now, you could choose to go through this journey and find whatever answer is at the end for yourself. You could choose to take us with you on this journey so we could stay by your side. Or, if you are truly worried, we might have some friends that we could talk to. A priest of a sort to exorcise this entity from you. The only difficulty is I'm afraid that if they cannot exorcise it from you, they will probably take you away and make sure that you, more than likely, you will be locked away. We do not know how long.
Locked away? Like a criminal? Like a monster? Am I a monster? Is that what this is?
You are not a monster. You are being controlled by a monster. This is no fault of your own. That being said, we wanted to give you this opportunity to know what options there are. You could continue to try and ignore it, continue to be pushed by this entity. And eventually, more than likely, they will get what they want. Or you could choose to take things into your own hands. Go with open eyes, as opposed to being compelled. Or you could take things into your own hands by seeking others who will either help cure or contain.
And she looks very overwhelmed by this information and doesn't seem to know what to say. You can see as her jaw begins to quiver a little bit, her eyes are watering up as she is being overwhelmed by this revelation.
Min will come up and place a hand on Marissa's shoulder and will say, "What? We might be able to take you to someone else who might know a bit more. They might not be able to remove the entity. They might not be able to help. But at very least, I think they might understand."
I don't want to be a monster. I don't want whatever it is to succeed. But I don't want to be locked away forever.
Nonsense. Then that makes the choice simpler. We could see what the entity wants
be cautious and wary as we continue moving forward. Or we could talk to this other friend who may or may not be able to help, but might be able to offer at least a little bit of insight.
All right. Can we try that?
Princess. All right. As a weird bit of notice, I know that the I know that the tower made you uncomfortable. It appears to be following us. I don't know if we can turn it away.
Well, what does it want? I mean, why is it following now?
I think, and this is just a hypothesis, the other entity called it to itself. I think it belongs to the other entity.
Yeah, somehow it's connected to you. So it seems.
And she just turns away a little bit, still a look of baffled shock and horror on her face as she reaches out and puts a hand on the stone wall just to steady herself.
You don't have to answer us immediately. Have some time to think. The process to internalize. I might be able to get rid of the house for a little while, but I have a feeling that it will be persistent.
If you try to go anywhere, it's inhabited, maybe we need to do that.
Have you gone into the tower?
Just into the first step. I might be able to remove the tower temporarily, but it would require it would be slightly expensive. And I would need to essentially retrap it every day, at least until I could find a better way of doing it.
It's a construct, right?
It is.
I think I can do something about that.
That would be excellent.
What exactly is it?
I may be able to disable it.
Disable how?
It's an extract that I know. It's in my formula book. It can disable a construct. It's not foolproof, but it might work.
For how long?
Not very long.
Would it become an object temporarily, or? Would it cease fighting?
It would become inert, unable to move or interact.
Is it for minutes, hours, days?
Minutes.
Nonsense. I might be able to temporarily trap it in another plane of existence.
But when that plane collapses and it comes back, it would presumably start moving again.
So I would have to return to that area and cast it again.
All right, well, whatever has to be done.
Nonsense. The only thing I am worried about is if we leave here, we don't know exactly what will happen. So, finding the other person and talking about it, as far as I understand, and maybe potentially going on the journey together so they can watch over as she does it.
Other person being?
Min was actually thinking of Solas.
That's what I was assuming, but wasn't sure.
Yep.
All roads lead there.
They do. On the other hand, while the building is trapped in the other dimension, we could potentially take some time to explore it and get some more information as well. We could also ask Solas to help us, maybe bring it close to the... And I don't know how easily this would happen. Trap it in the druid cache? It seems to be a stable extra-dimensional plane that requires essentially a key to open. And Solas wanted us to go there anyway.
How big was the entryway?
I don't think it was that big.
What you know is there was a... there was a fairy ring, a circle, and there was a large standing stone in the middle of it with a space to put the ghost lantern in. When you did that, then there was a flash of light and you were inside. So you're not really sure. The fairy ring itself was not big enough to put the whole tower in, but do you need to be completely inside of it to be teleported? You don't know. And you don't know where the ceiling is at because it was just an open ring.
If I can actually manage to control the construct as I intended, I could change its size temporarily.
Quite the ability you've come up with there.
In Prince Rock and says, I wasn't expecting it to be used for anything other than what I had been using it for. But that was my intention, to get inside the construct, put the hat on it, turn it into a ruble, step inside the Druin Cash ring, get on the other side, take the hat off, come back to a tower, and then leave the inside. That way we could return to the Druid Cache and explore that, and also explore the tower at the same time. One right after the other if we need to, and have solas for both.
The denizens of that place weren't too happy to see us before hauling a walking building in, probably won't help their perception.
Probably can't make it worse, though.
That may be true.
And if they try to get inside and steal everything, well, they trigger the traps instead. I'm sure after enough of them get hit with fireballs, they'll learn to leave it alone until we can go inside.
I don't know that they can even get inside if they don't have a lantern or anything else.
That's true. It's weird how often lanterns are keys. There seems to be a theme going on.
That they like to grow legs as well.
How did that happen?
I would really like to know the answer to that question.
Can Min make a spellcraft or arcana? Probably arcana. I think this is already checked. Like, someone already made this check.
Oh, what is it that you hope to divine with that check?
How the house got legs and started walking around. I think it was covered last week.
Well, the question Ruka had was how the lantern grew legs and got out of the bag of holding. Metaphorically speaking.
Ah, Min will... If Min divines this, she will say, I'm going to assume that it's the same with the hammer. Did someone was controlled and took what they wanted and moved it where they wanted it?
Into the Parallel House?
Sure.
When was the last time we saw it? On the skiff?
And nonsense is, then I put it back into my bag of holding.
So it could have been any time after that.
And nods.
That's not a good thought.
And shrugs again and says, there's not much we can do about it.
Not so much we can do about better watching things that we keep on our persons?
We could do that. Make sure that we don't sleep. And Min will hold a finger and say, try that. Still... Not sure if it's a bad idea, but the rest of you convince me not to.
That has to have long-term psychological and health effects. I can't see that being a good thing.
I don't know, but the world will never find out now.
Looking back and forth with them a little bit.
Anyway, we are looking for a way to trap the house. We have one, maybe two ways to do so. Getting inside the house is the biggest difficulty. I am just about spent magically today.
I don't think anyone wants to even try to think about going in there today.
If I had a bit more strength and I wasn't worried about immediately needing to protect the city, I might be able to do it. It would take a lot of tries. But I might be able to do it. I only need to succeed once, and then I can get it where I need it to be. That one time will trap it for 24 hours.
Do you need to do that today, or do we think it's not going to cause a threat? Or do we think it's less likely to trigger undesired effects from our new friend?
I don't know. A friend might be angry, might demand to know where their house is. We could
What I mean is Maris lost control of her regular self when this whole house thing came about. So if it wasn't around, that would be less likely to happen.
If you need my help with the tower, I'll find a way to do something. I find a way.
Madam Fish saying, anything short of asking a friend to have her house stop following us, I can't think of anything other than attempting to trap the house.
Is there any way to permanently shrink the house?
Not as a construct. If it were an object, yes. And even then, we would be able to reduce it to what? 10 feet? Maybe 5 feet?
I mean, if we really didn't want the house, we could probably shunt it to the astral plane and then just say, not our problem. But I'm pretty sure our friend would want to get it back. And I would like to know where it is so we could go and explore it later.
And maybe it would have something that might help. So
probably
mostly have something that won't help, but
we won't know until we try.
Might have everything in it that'll make everything worse.
Maybe.
I might be able to put it away or trap it. Avgnite might be able to trap it for 2 days at a time, and then only need to return every other day to ensure that it stays trapped.
Do we need to do it now, or can we wait for tomorrow when we can have contacted other people?
Well, the question is, did we want to contact those people while some of us are still in here? I can't contact them at all today.
I guess the one can't get a hold of you this way either.
This is true. Because I'm not sure how sleeping works in here, I think. I don't know. And I don't want to take the risk right now. I was planning on just staying awake while in here.
We can see if she contacts one of the others of us tonight.
We could. And if not, I could try to contact her tomorrow, though it is a bit more a risk, as I cannot guarantee it to actually make it through. I don't actually have any of her hair. And I only get one shot at it.
There's still a fairly good chance you get through.
I'm not sure. You can be pretty willful. Now, if I actually had, once again, another scroll, I could just contact her, just do it, just talk to her, but I do not.
And to obtain scrolls, we would likely have to, drop this.
Indeed.
Actually, GM question. Nurlock. I think it's Nurlock. Is that where we were at?
Yes, you did leave Nurlock. You're about an hour and a half away right now.
Do they have a magic shop?
They do not. There is a... there's a pharmacy. This there, where you can get various drugs of the herbal remedies sort, some synthetic drugs, but it's really for healing supplies. I guess it'd be more of an alchemical shop, and they would include some of those things, but there would also be other alchemical reagents and things necessary for the more mechanical aspects of Nurlock.
But not a place to walk in and say, I want this specific 7th level scroll.
No. Sorry, not at Nurlock. Now, you recall that Runlock was a much larger port of call. and they might have something like that. But Nurlok is still a developing town.
Right, but mode of transport is currently tied up. So it would be difficult to get any supplies right now.
Great.
Well, it seems to me like we're forced to wait.
So the thought is wait until tomorrow, then perhaps make an attempt to contact, wait to see if they contact us. If they don't contact us tonight, try and contact them tomorrow. If they don't contact us tomorrow, drop this and then get what we need.
We can probably go with that if one of us is contacted tonight. She probably could pass a message.
Who could? Sorry.
Is Barra still at earshot?
Yeah, she's right there.
Barra's... players trying to remember sequence of events. Maris has not met Solas, has she?
No, she has not.
Looking over at Min, the one that talks to us every few nights.
Ah, yes. Yes, I had, and I think Min had mentioned to Maris specifically that there was a unicorn that visited them in their dreams. And I'm pretty sure she's already mentioned them by name. And she'd already mentioned that she wanted to see if she could get her over to Solas to just gather more information.
Oh, Solas was mentioned by name for that?
I didn't remember it being by name, but that would be fun.
I think, I'm pretty sure... I thought it was by name.
I don't think it was. I think you just said another friend.
If not, Min will just nod and will say, yes, we could get a message to our other friend, but... I don't know if Arfarin can get here, or if we have to get to her. If we do, I would have to drop it in order to get us to her, and then the house would probably follow us. The main thing I'm worried about is this house crashing through towns, trying to follow us across the world.
I wondered about that. How it came to Nurlok, what it might have left behind.
I don't know, and I would like to get that figured out soon. But if I can help not leaving a path of wanton destruction behind and terrify the towns, I would try to do that.
That would be great.
Would certainly be preferable.
Honestly, I might be able to trap it for a few hours, but if I have to...
I think you just cut out there.
No. If our other not nice friend comes back and says, I want my house back, she can probably get it really easily.
If you can trap it, can you control where it comes back out?
Min shakes her head. It would come back out exactly where it went in.
So we do not have a way to move it with us.
We might be able to, but that would once again, if I get to the point where I can trap it, I could get to the point where I could teleport it.
If we needed to go to one of our friends, could you get all of us there, including a gargantuan construct?
I might be able to, as long as I left some of us behind here to stay with it, and then when I went to leave with it the second time, I might have to grab two people and go. I would have to be the construct in order to do that, though. Actually, give me a moment. Let me think about something.
If Min herself is gargantuan, could she take another gargantuan creature with her?
She cannot.
Ew.
She would have to be the house and then essentially shift back into herself to grab some people's hands and then teleport. Min might have another option. The only thing is, the house might not want to do it.
And would get a will save.
Yes, and also spell resistance. It would trap the house, as far as I can tell, indefinitely. Prevent it from moving. And we could come back to it and release it from that trap.
That's a viable option for getting to the it doesn't trash any more towns part.
Yes. Once again, if our not nice friend wanted her house back, she could get it.
That's probably true for just about anything we do, so it's probably going to have to be the least bad option of the above.
This is potentially true. The only problem is Min can only attempt it once a day, though she might be able to get someone else to try it more often. I'm right now checking to see. I guess I could just ask. Dr. Ditto, what's the highest spell level you can cast?
The highest spell level that Dr. Ditto can currently cast is, let me check, fourth level.
Fourth, okay.
Yeah.
It would need to be fifth. So Min can you attempt it once. More than likely it's going to succeed, especially against spell resistance.
What's the spell?
Painted form.
Painted form, okay.
Oh, ha.
Yeah, just turn it into graffiti on the side of a mountain, and then just say, you're going to stay there until we come back for you.
Yeah. You know, most of the spells that Dr. Ditto has, even if he had fifth level, would be I think if I had fifth level, I'd probably pick up greater restoration.
Scrolls are a thing, and other items.
True.
They are. Ben has a few options, but she wouldn't be able to get back to it right away.
But how many of the options involve definite locking away?
Most of them are temporary. The only one that would be permanent would be painted form. Or we could just put it on the moon. But we don't want to do that.
Why not? That involves being able to teleport it, though.
Yes. I mean, most of these involve requiring being able to teleport it. I mean, just need to find a place where to put it.
Drop it in the middle of Tiber's well.
I thought about that as well, but she wouldn't be able to go back to without also getting into Diver's Well.
We could pass over Diver's Well with the skiff and have it just fall in.
True, but we wouldn't be able to get it back out.
Ed wants to go back there anyways.
Yeah, I mean, it would take care of our problem. Currently.
I'm also worried about what happens if we change the giant, incredibly magical, evil house into a haunted giant, incredibly magical house.
A more fun dungeon?
Yep.
Potentially more deadly.
Alex might beg to differ on that.
Out of character, like, Celtic wants to put the thing in the hole. I know Ditto probably wouldn't be for that, but...
Welcome to my conundrums most of the time.
Yep.
So do we just want to sleep on it and come back around tomorrow when we know a few more things?
Let's sleep on it, see if our friend contacts us, let her know that we might be on our way and we might be bringing a very big friend with us, and see if she knows anything about it. And if she can bring people back from being petrified.
That would be useful.
Or if she could pick up a scroll for us, and I could help with that.
I think you would still have to leave here, would you not?
Yes.
But if it comes to that, we can cross it when we get there.
Indeed. For the time being, we all rest. I will stand here and keep you company, Maris. You can talk if you wish. I just will probably just have to rest in the Arab chair over there.
And she nods, but she looks horrible. She's quite a bit forlorn at this whole situation.
All right, and then tomorrow we figure out what to do.
Ruka looks over at Man. So I guess I need to get back to the exit.
Ah, yes. Give me a moment. I will get a ride for you.
And a moment later, you will actually see another man appear. But this one is hair is styled differently. This is, I know you guys are having a bit of difficulty telling the difference, so
Here we go.
I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that, but all right.
And she will hold out her hands for you to grab, and will get you back to the entrance, where Min is still sitting inside the place, just head in her hands, her eyes closed, and as you approach again, you watch, she just opens her eyes and looks and says, ah, you've arrived.
For now. But you already knew that.
Yeah, I did.
So I should be going. Well, how long does the gate last?
Let me double check. I believe it's 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours.
So, I guess after waiting or resting 8 hours, put it up again and I'll come back to report what happened.
Sounds like a plan. I've made sure that the day-night cycle here is the same as out there. So, approximately 8, between, let's say 9 and 11. The gate will be open.
Might be a little late, but it works.
I mean, sure, we could go 8 to 10. Just keep it open for that time. Try to be there closest at 8.
Should be easy enough.
All right. Well, get your rest, and I will keep watch with Maris.
Rigger will wave and step through the gate.
All right. Ruka and Philia, you return to the real world?
Yes.
All right. As you return to the real world, you are back with the carts. You can see the tower sitting there. Everything seems to have gone well. And yeah, I'd say it's been a couple of hours. As far as Dr. Ditto's reading goes. So you can either have transcribed 2 first level spells, 1 second level spell, or be working on a higher level spell. There are up to, let me check and see. There are up to 4th level formulas in this book.
Would I be able to see which one she has, or is it like a grab bag type thing?
It's a pretty full list. I mean, you know what it's like to have an alchemist at this level.
Yeah.
You get quite a few. But she has quite a few.
Is there any way that I could like see the complete list, like maybe like through Hangouts or something like that? Would that be mechanically allowed, or?
Yeah, let me compile it.
Okay.
And then I'll send it to you, and you can decide which ones you want to be working towards.
That sounds perfect. That works.
Okay, awesome. Well, you see the others come out, and they come out through the door, but Min does not return with them.
So, is Min coming back?
Not for now. Don't want to take, she doesn't want to take the chance of that thing being loose right now.
So I'm guessing Were you able to come up with some sort of plan?
Partially. Not as much as I would have liked.
Basically, we're going to try to ask some friends for help and get... Hopefully, they can also help get Alex back to normal.
When you say help, do you mean... And Dr. Ditto takes his pen and kind of gestures at the giant tower behind them.
Indirectly, that would be part of it, yes.
Well, that's good. I don't know how great it would be to just travel down the road with this thing following us the whole time.
Probably not very good, especially if it just walks through buildings like it did in Nurlock.
It didn't seem to take much regard for anything in its path, that's for sure.
Approximately what time of day is it, GM?
It is pretty deep into the night at this point, or into the evening. I'd say you're pushing like 11 o'clock. The moon is out, the stars are out. It's a beautiful evening. Ominous dark tower standing up over top of you, but it's a beautiful evening.
Did the tower settle in, or is it standing there?
It settled in. It is sitting right next to the cart that Maris is on. And it is facing that cart.
Well, the first part of the plan is getting some sleep and attempting to talk to Solas.
Dr. Ditto lifts the plague mask off of his face and kind of rubs his eyes a little bit. I'd have to agree on the sleep. Studying's not as interesting as adventuring, but it can be just as tiring.
Depends on what it is you're working on. There's plenty that is interesting.
I just meant from the outside perspective. I'm quite enjoying this, if I'm being honest. This Maris seems to have a lot of interesting spells, or a lot of interesting formulas.
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear that. Well, if any of you hear from Solas, ask her to talk to me, please.
And I can't remember. Has Dr. Ditto met Solas yet?
Only in your dreams.
Yep. Dr. Ditto has dreamed of her before.
Is Solas? Is that the unicorn that I think I remember dreaming about somebody named Solas? Is it a unicorn?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes.
Interesting.
And once you meet her, you will never forget her.
Noted.
All right, do you guys go to sleep?
And we'll cast Keep Watch.
All right, Min, you would notice that Maris looks like she tries to go to sleep, but she is hard-pressed to do so, and she seems rather inconsolable. She just settles down, trying to sleep, but there's a couple times that you can tell that she's crying silently.
Min would take a little bit of time to talk with her. Just as a quick synopsis, she would be like, "No, I actually spent some time possessed myself. Not fun. And what it's like for others to take your will from you. To feel like your hands are being done through their actions. You know what got me through it? My friends. They got me to where I needed to be. That I could be free in the end. That my will could once again be my own. They assured me that my will had been taken and that the actions were not my own. Over time, I've realized that person is not physical flesh is not good or bad, regardless of what it may look like or what it might seem like. It's the person inside that truly matters. When you, Maris, have a good heart, whether or not someone replaces that heart with something else, you are just the flesh and bone that you see. You are a soul, you are a mind, and that is beautiful.
Did I suppose you were able to get rid of it, whatever it was?
Not easily by any means, but yes, it was possible, and we did succeed. But it wasn't by my effort alone, not by a long shot. I needed everyone around me. If I had to continue to do it alone, well, I know I would have collapsed.
And you hear her sniff, and she just nods her head and tries to go to sleep.
Mind if I stay nearby?
And she shakes her head, but she doesn't say anything.
And then we'll come over and just sit next to her. And we'll just place her arm on her shoulder, and then just sit staring at the fire as the other man is going to pull out a bed over at the Guild of Arms and start sketching.
Okay. And just because I'm curious and the fans listening to the podcast want to know, what is Min sketching?
She's sketching a doorway. And on one side of the doorway is herself and Maris. Or it's, and at first it looks like a doorway, but as she continues to fill in and shade, you can tell it's not just a doorway, it's a mirror. And on one side is Min, as she sees herself, and Maris on the other side of the doorway / mirror is the many, and also Kalech. And as they watch each other, you watch as Min sketches herself turning away from the mirror and grabbing on to Maris's hand, as Maris still lingers in front of the mirror, hand outstretched, with Kalek also stretching out her hand towards Maris as well.
All right, and as you sketch this image, putting your own thoughts and feelings and hopes down on paper, return briefly back to the others as they fall asleep. And Ruka, you do sense a familiar presence, and I need you to make a will save.
And have we determined that the will save has to be made, or can it be willingly failed?
I would say that you, ordinarily it would be required that it be made. I think you could probably, you could willfully choose to fail it, though. Even if you originally would have passed it, once you recognize it's so lost, you could essentially lend her control of your dream.
She rolled a natural 2 anyways, so... But knowing this is what she's looking for, she would willingly fail anyways.
Okay, well, you didn't have to willingly fail, so congratulations. Just out of curiosity, with a natural 2, what would your save have been?
14?
Yep, okay, you failed. So as you are dreaming, you sense yourself just kind of sitting in a open field of wildflowers, but they're all night flowers and they're all blooming under the starlight. And as you're sitting there in the clear sky above you, you hear the gentle sound of grasses brushing against hooves and legs as Solas walks up and lays down, just lays down in the grass near where you're at. It says,
"It is good to see you again, Ruka."
Am I ever glad to see you tonight?
That is good. I am very glad to see you too. It's been a few days. I have a confession to make.
Hello?
Well, I visited Randy, but he doesn't remember it, so it should be okay.
Wait, what?
I was told not to visit him, to
right.
give him space, but I wanted to know if they were okay, and so I just looked in briefly. They seem to be doing well. The wedding preparations are in order and seem to be progressing. I think they will be married very soon.
Can't confirm. This is true.
So you modified his memories?
Well, that is a very straightforward way of putting it. I would like to think that I simply removed myself from a place I was not wanted.
I'm not going to go there right now. We could rather use your help right now.
And she starts to stand up a little bit and says,
"Is everything all right? Are you ready to go to the Druid cache?"
Yes and no.
Oh.
Can you bring yourself to where we are in the morning?
I do not think so. There are means of traveling, but I do not have them. Is something happening in the morning? I could watch you if you need. I could watch from afar.
We have a few different problems. Someone we'd like you to meet and to talk to. And potentially one you might be able to help fix. Do you have the ability to remove petrification?
Oh yes, I believe so. Although there are some forms of petrification that I cannot remove, but most I can.
Do you? Okay, out of character again. The timeline's jumbled. Did Alex meet Solas that the party is aware of?
Alex, and he has talked with Solas before in dreams. She contacted him at one point to tell him something about the party.
Okay. And back in character. Do you remember Alex the Rugal?
Oh, yes. He is Philia's cousin. They traveled a lot together. They had much fun. His memories are full of good times.
I'm sure they are.
He is a very funny fellow. Of course, I don't think that Philia's father likes him.
Oh, that's unrelated at the moment. He doesn't have much in the way of memory or the ability to think right now. He's the one that got struck by petrification.
Is he here with you?
Yes, he is.
And she gets a bit of a far-off look in her eye. Says,
Oh.
And she seems to come back to herself and says, do you know that there is a large tower sitting by your cart?
That's another part of the problem, yes.
It is not just a normal tower. I have not seen it before. It looks like a very specific tower.
Specific? Do you, like, you recognize it?
It looks like the tower that I have heard stories of. One of the three sisters.
We really need to get you here somehow.
Just a moment. I have to do something first.
And to those who might still be awake, they would see Ruka stand up from where she was sleeping with a bit of a glazed over look in her eye. As she turns, looks around, seems to pause, almost like sleepwalking, looking at the tower, before turning back over to where the statue of Alex is and walking towards it. And as she stops in front of it, we'll pick up there next week.
Oh!
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Perception check to see if she, Ditto's awake during this?
Sure.
I just want to see if...
I figure there's at least someone on watch.
Yeah, hopefully we left someone awake.
Well, since Barkus was on watch the whole time you guys were inside, it's probably a good idea for one of you to be on watch anyway. So, Philia, if you were on watch, that would make sense.
Yeah, I would, probably.
I want to see if because if I fail the perception check, that means, like, Ditto was probably just, like, got distracted by his work and didn't notice.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
And if I pass, then I heard shuffling. Let's see. Where is it?
And Hyken would take one of the later watches then.
Oh yeah, I wonder what Hyken thinks of somebody possessing Ruka.
Perception. I'm not a very perceptive doctor. But I still got a 22.
Hey, that's high enough. Yes, you notice. You were up anyway trying to finish off that formula that you're working on, try to finish at least part of it so that you can pick up there in the morning. And you notice as Ruka gets up, and at first you thought maybe she's going to come over to join you guys for a conversation, but instead she just kind of wandered away from you towards the cart and the tower and then right over to Alex. So you are awake for this. And next week we'll find out what happens.
Very cool. That's a good cliffhanger. I like that.
As she casts Disintegrate on the statue.
No!
Yeah, she has her arrow out.
Oy.
A lot of weird stuff has been going on, so I'm not going to take too many chances.
I mean, we literally just talked about people being possessed and moving our stuff around. So.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
That's true.
We keep losing stuff on our possession.
Like, Ruka just goes over and picks up Alex, and you're like, nope, not this time. Immediate dispel. There. Fixed it.
I don't think that actually works in possession, does it?
Pretty sure it does.
Really? Huh.
I mean, it's got a duration.
Yeah, I think you can dispel it. Potentially. Just depends on the level of possession.
Yep. But Solas recognizes the tower as specifically belonging to one of the three.
She's a historian. When we last found her, she was going into an ancient tomb filled with undead to find out more.
What would we expect? This is fair. And our other historian is hopefully about to not be stone.
Yes.